Technologic.
Now, we all know that there are gadgets galore coming out every week, and most are a lot better than the kind you might have seen on the Dragon's Den. So now I'm joined by Jason Slater from the technology blog jasonslater.co.uk to chat about the latest and greatest out at the moment. Jason, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Jason, there's a lot of gadgets in the household these days that need a wireless internet connection, be it your Xbox, your PlayStation or your smartphone, but there's only so much bandwidth to go around, and you've come across something to help out with this. What have you got for us?
Yes, well, what I've been looking at recently is the HomePlug AV starter kit from Devolo. And what this aims to do is to use your home power line system in order to extend your network at home.
And how does it go about doing this? I mean, how does it work?
Okay, it actually harks back to an old type of computer networking that used to use a sort of coaxial cable. So what it does, it relies on the cabling that provides the electricity in your house, and it actually uses some of the cabling to send network information around. And basically, it consists of a few little devices that look very much like plugs that you would just plug in, but they are actually access points onto your network, and through those, you can actually connect in all of your networking devices and take advantage of your home electrical supply for providing your network.
So what it's doing, it's piggybacking on the back of all the wires that are already in the house. They're already in most rooms, so you could probably plug this into any room that you want, and
yeah.
It doesn't matter where your wireless router is, you'll be able to get a signal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the beauties of the Devolo that I've been looking at is it's actually two solutions in one. Firstly, it uses your home power line network, and as we've just talked about, but it also provides wireless networking up to what we call 802.11n. It might be worth just mentioning the difference between these various wireless versions, if you like.
Do.
Okay. When wireless networking first came about, there was what we called 802.11, and that's basically just an international standard that says, hey, we're going to talk about wireless networking. What's really important is the letter that comes at the end. And initially, that was the letter B, which provided around 11 megabits per second over a sort of 30 to 40 meter distance. Now, it's not important necessarily to know how fast that is or what it gives you. But later on, that was superseded by the letter G, which more than trebled that figure up to 54 megabits per second over the same rough distance. But what we have now is 802.11n, which actually bumps the original figure up tenfold up to 150 megabits per second, which can support things like streamed video, streamed audio, over a much wider distance, 70 meters.
I suppose a problem that a lot of people had, they were paying for broadband services, which would have been coming in at maybe 30 megabytes or so, but the router was only able to bring that to the laptop or the thing at a lower speed. So this thing can help with that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when we first started using wireless networking, it was to access largely just the internet from home. But now we have many more devices at home, such as you mentioned, our Xboxes, our media centers, our streaming movies. So we're actually building up our own networks at home to, say, pass our movie watching into another room or to access our computer from, say, down in the garden or the conservatory. And that can take advantage of a much bigger amount of broadband that's available while still giving us access to the internet.
So I suppose this is going to solve that problem when somebody in the other room is downloading a film and you're wanting to play a game on the internet and you're experiencing lag. This little gadget can help solve that problem.
Yeah, absolutely. But not only does it help solve the problem, but it also makes the setup extremely easy. You know, these things are about the size of a plug. You plug it in, and if you want to activate wireless networking, you just press the button on the plug and it's on and off. If you want to add safety and encryption, you press another button on the plug and you switch it on and off. You know, so it actually makes something that was quite cumbersome and time-consuming before a lot easier while also dramatically improving the performance.
And is there anything that you have to install on your PC or laptop to get the best out of it, or is it just pure plug into the wall and off you go?
No, it's pure plug and play. There is software that you can download